With us on the line today is Jason Abrams, a marketing communications specialist with Metro Fuel Oil Corporation out of New York City. Jason, recently talked about New York using biodiesel and the fact that the city has a dedicated program in their Parks and Rec to do that. You guys are part of that as well. Can you kind of tell us what is Metro's part in New York City's biodiesel movement?
Yeah, sure. Well, in terms of the actual park and the recreation, we provide them biofuel for the buildings they have. We don't do, you know, the trucks and their set of fleets. We just provide the office buildings and everything on that level. Basically, our initiative is to help, you know, New York become a cleaner city. And in the process, we're implementing biofuels, both on the biodiesel and the bioheat, and into commercial buildings, residential houses, and fleets as well, in order to provide that service for our customers, both existing and potential, because we've had existing customers that have used, you know, regular traditional heating oil, and we provided them with the benefits of going green. So they decided to change, you know, the oil they use without having to retrofit any of their boilers or anything like that. So existing customers have been educated on the benefits and have wanted to change over as well, on top of new customers for the demand that they have for it.
And, of course, that's one of the really great things about biodiesel, what you guys are offering, is that it's compatible. It is so compatible with already existing technology that most people can just plug it in and never see a difference, or at least even see an improvement.
Right. No, that's exactly correct. And that's actually something that I find when I talk to people that they aren't aware of. They think, you know, to get a new, you know, heating oil or a new diesel fuel, they're required to change their boilers or get a whole new system, and a lot of people just don't want to do that. But one of the greatest benefits of it is that you don't have to change anything. It could just go in there and change right away. Like the day of that you say you want, you know, a biofuel, we could provide it for you that day without having to change anything. And in fact, if in some cases we actually see that because it's such a cleaner fuel, that it winds up cleaning the boiler as well. I remember one super I was talking to said he could actually see, you know, the metal, where before he was using such a dirty oil that he just saw the black of, you know, the crude oil. So it that's something that we've seen an effect in as well.
For folks who aren't from the New York area, kind of tell us a little bit about your company. You know, where you're getting your feedstock for your biodiesel and who you sell to.
Sure. Well, we were started in 1942 by a forward-thinking woman, Pauline Poulot. And at the time, you know, coal was the main source for heating oil. And back then, even in the 40s, she saw oil as a cleaner source. You know, she saw it as the future for home heating oil. And so back then she decided to start the company to focus on heating oil, and it got passed down, you know, was ran by her two sons and has been passed down, and now is currently being run by her two grandsons. And they continued that tradition of innovation by investing in biofuels since 2006. Currently get it supplied to us by pipeline from the Midwest, and in 2011 first quarter we're actually going to be manufacturing it on our end. So we're going to be, when the plant opens, because it's currently under construction, when it opens in first quarter 2011, we'll be the only distributor, seller, and manufacturer of biofuels.
What are you going to use for a feedstock?
Well, we're set up for a large variety of feedstocks. So we have you know, the capability for animal fat and vegetable oil, soy oil, canola oil, and waste restaurant grease. In fact, we just announced a partnership with the Dough Fund, which is an outstanding charity organization that collects waste restaurant grease in New York City. So we partnered up with them where they're going to go, they employ formerly homeless men to pick up the grease from restaurants all across the city. And so they're going to be collecting it and then dropping it off to our terminal, and we're going to be using that as one of our feedstocks that we're set up for.
Well, it's great to see that New York loves biodiesel and I guess in turn loves you guys because you're right there in the city able to provide it for them.
Yeah, well, you know, we're based out of Brooklyn, but we provide to, you know, the New York City metropolitan area and Westchester too. So we just are trying to do our part to, you know, help do a cleaner, greener New York. And, you know, one of our things to do, you know, when we go to like trade shows and stuff is we give out green apples to green the Big Apple. That's what we're trying to do.
Jason Abrams with the Metro Fuel Oil Corporation. Thanks for talking to us, and good luck there.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure talking to you, too.